Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
One day before Thanksgiving, two National Guard members were tragically shot in the head in D.C. One passed away, and one still remains in critical condition. A day later, on Thanksgiving, the official House Republican Twitter account posted, quote, "House Republicans are praying for our men and women in uniform who sacrifice holidays with their families. Thank you for keeping us safe and protecting our freedom." It's a photo of Trump with a bunch of people in military uniforms. But as Harry Sisson points out, House Republicans are using a photo of Trump from 2019. This year, he golfed on Thanksgiving instead of meeting with troops. Pathetic. As two National Guard members lied in the military in West Virginia, Donald Trump flew to his golf course to take a day off in golf. We also know that Sarah Beckstrom, one of the National Guard members who passed away, tragically and unfortunately, a 20-year-old, didn't want to be there. She thought it was pointless. CNN interviewed National Guard member Sarah Beckstrom's boyfriend, and he had this to say.
Dave asked the former boyfriend what Sarah Beckstrom felt about her deployment to Washington. Take a listen.
Did she believe in the mission of being there? Did she think it was important, or did she think they didn't belong there, the West Virginia National Guard?
It was mixed. She got deputized in there, and they gave them no rights to do anything. She was like, people spit towards us, cuss at us, throw things at us, and we can't do nothing. She couldn't detain nobody. She couldn't stop them from doing wrong. It was like they told them to call the cops. She wanted to make the difference. She wanted to extremely. She was happy with it. And she just was also like, why am I here if I can't do nothing? Where they limited them so much, she's like, it's pointless. She's like, I get why we're here, crime's bad, but it's pointless if we can't do anything.
And that was Adam Carr, the former boyfriend of Sarah Beckstrom. I'm sorry, I mistakenly called him Andrew Carr a moment ago. His name is Adam Carr, and that's what he told our Gabe Cohen a short time ago today about Sarah Beckstrom and how she felt about being deployed to Washington. And here at the shooting scene, which we've been scouring and covering the canvassing of this scene since yesterday.
The main problem is that Donald Trump mobilized the National Guard to do the job of police officers in D.C., or not do the job, but just stand there and act like them. When you sign up for the National Guard, you're told that you'll help your own state in a time of emergency, like a natural disaster or something that happens. You help your own community that you grew up in, and maybe you get some extra pay or whatever. You're not sent to another state. It's just disgusting. And Donald Trump's misuse and abuse of our military has continued throughout his entire political career. The reality is, it just doesn't hurt him politically. I can't tell you how many times I've made videos where we're all collectively outraged at his insane rhetoric around the military when he stands in front of the military and calls Democrats Nats, but the average American just can't bring themselves to care. Later on in the day, on Thanksgiving, he derailed a call with the troops. So he didn't meet with the troops, but he then derailed a call to talk more about his golf. I'm not even joking. Listen to this.
Golf handicap, not according to fake news. And are you and President Biden going to play that golf match?
I'd love to. I mean, I've invited him, but he doesn't want to show up. look, I know a lot about golf. I've won 38 club championships, and I don't get to practice much. I won one last year. I won a club championship at a big club, beating a 27-year-old kid. I said, you know, I'm decades older than you, but I said, the fairway doesn't know how old you are as you walk up the middle, and he's in the rough.
I'm not even joking. This clip goes on for like 2 more minutes of him just yapping about golf and about club championships. Gavin Newsom then jumps in and mocks Trump. Newsom mocks Trump with MAGA-style holiday skewering. By the way, drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you like pro-democracy content pushing back against the lies. The California governor posted a photo of Trump calling him Little Piggy, This is some really good stuff. Governor Newsom spent his Black Friday online, sending Trump some holiday misery. In a lengthy all-caps post, he said, "Happy holidays to everyone, except the seriously demented piggy who turned the Oval Office into a revolving door for grifters and crooks, a true discount bin administration." True. "Dividing our beautiful country while shredding the Constitution in broad daylight. This clown slapped tariffs, attacks on the working man and the working woman." So woke, I like the woke word. "Working man and working woman cozied up to dictators like they were part of his Mar-a-Lago Rewards Platinum membership and somehow made America weak and more in debt. Sick. He and his whole family are a welfare family for foreign grift, crypto scams, tax breaks, your money, and government handouts." That's a good one. They're a welfare family for your handouts. Government handouts. "They are little piglets sucking on the public trough. Milking working people, you, for every penny. And don't get me started on his dimwit Avengers, including Cash Money Patel, Dum Dum Pete, Cosplay Christie, the fake horse rider who many say sent $200 million in tax." My monkey brain just loves when he flips the mirror back at Trump and uses the crazy rhetoric back to him. "The whole gang of Dozy Don's sickos covering up for creeps like Epstein. Just Dance fans is too busy with his couch. Gavin C. Newsom will rescue America." He then posted an AI photo of Donald Trump's head on a turkey with his neck ussy, his neck pussy, censored out. It says, "Happy Thanksgiving to everyone, except the turkey who incited the storming of the dinner table." Mary Trump said earlier this week that Donald Trump is well aware of Governor Newsom's attacks.
"Donald Trump is an historic president. He is the most historically unpopular president in modern history. In every critical category, Donald Trump is underwater. He promised to make us healthier. He promised to make us wealthier. We're sicker and poorer. And he fundamentally understands that."
He does, which is why he is so desperate to prevent California from engaging in exactly the kind of gerrymandering Donald is encouraging red states to push through. So desperate, in fact, that he's ordered his Department of Justice to sue the state on the basis of race, if you can even believe that.
I can totally believe that. The reality is Donald Trump is getting much, much older, and you can see it. It manifests in this new, unique anger. He's always been a bit angry, but not really. In an interview in 2016 that I recently watched, he was actually rather jovial. He was laughing around with Jimmy Kimmel, I believe. You can go find this on YouTube. It's an interesting time capsule of how Trump acted in 2016. He was still a little bit old, not really, but now he's legitimately declining at a rapid pace, and that is manifesting in messing up his verbiage, messing up names, but also just anger. Have you noticed that he's snapped at multiple women journalists over the past few months? Just yelled at women journalists multiple times. He's disrespecting our military repeatedly. He can't stop yapping about himself. And at the end of the day, Governor Newsom is right to point out his cognitive decline. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like. Drop a blue heart if you made it this far. Say hi, Adam. I'll see you later. Peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.